You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. With turnout very low, there weren't any issues at the polls this week. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
The Wisconsin Elections Commission reports a smooth execution of the spring primary election held Tuesday. Voters narrowed down the field for state superintendent. Incumbent Jill Underly will face challenger Brittany Kinzer in the April 1st general election. County websites are now showing unofficial results for local races. Those have to be certified by March 4th.
And after vowing earlier this week that he wouldn't cut Medicaid, President Donald Trump on Wednesday indicated that he's on board with a White House Republican budget resolution that calls for $880 billion in cuts to the program. Here's Lisa Hale with more.
Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin joined Democratic colleagues Wednesday to condemn that move. Baldwin says vulnerable Americans will be expected to pay and sacrifice so that Elon Musk and Donald Trump and their like can get massive tax cuts. Baldwin warns that cuts to the program that provides health insurance for low-income Americans will not be painless and will fall especially hard on rural Wisconsin.
And a number of Democratic state lawmakers say they're working on legislation to stop federal authorities from arresting immigrants at places like churches, hospitals, and schools. The locations had previously been considered protected, but Trump administration officials now say that they are not off limits for immigration operations. State Democrats are seeking to designate the locations as safe havens, saying that members of the immigrant community should be able to attend school, religious services, or seek medical care without fear of arrest. The state assembly passed six education bills this week. Savannah Tomei Olson breaks them down for us.
One would require the Department of Public Instruction to change the standards used in testing here in Wisconsin. The Department of Public Instruction lowered standards for students after working with 100 Wisconsin teachers. This bill would basically undo those changes. Assembly Bill 6 would require school districts spend at least 70% of their money on direct classroom expenditures. Opponents, including Democrats and Superintendent Jill Underly, say this plan ignores some necessary costs like school safety. Another bill would ban devices in classrooms during instructional time. It would be up to each district to figure out exactly how they would do that. A survey from the DPI showed that 90% of school districts that responded already have cell phone restrictions in place. Another one of these bills would give school districts 2 weeks to provide instructional materials to district residents who request it. Advocates say families already have that access. State Superintendent Jill Underly says this seems like a move to sow distrust in school leadership. One of the bills would require that Wisconsin students learn to read and write in cursive. Studies have shown no link between cursive and increased literacy. The DPI is opposed to this bill as well. Underly brings up the fact that they're still waiting on Republican lawmakers to release the $50 million already approved in the budget to reform how we teach kids to read. Lastly, Assembly Bill 4 would require civics instruction for students in elementary and high schools. Underly wasn't against this plan, but she said Wisconsin students already have some of these requirements. All of these bills now head to the state Senate.
And Wisconsin wildlife officials say they're recommending that a record number of tags be issued for the 2025 elk hunting season. Due to the increased population, the DNR is recommending a quota of 8 bulls in the northern herd, as well as 4 bulls and 5 antlerless elk in the central herd. The Natural Resources Board will vote on the proposal on February 26th. Watch out for scams this tax season. Melissa Kay tells us more.
Scammers are using tax season to try and take your money. IRS spokesperson Christopher Miller says one common trick is using scary messages to demand money. They can come over the phone, in text messages, on social media, or even letters crafted to look like they're from government agencies. Miller says the IRS or other government agencies will never demand immediate payment over the phone. If you get one of these calls or messages, simply hang up or delete it. If you're concerned about tax payments, visit the IRS website yourself at irs.gov.
And the Wisconsin DNR is asking people to donate to their Endangered Resources Fund through their state income tax forms. The agency will match all donations made through the tax forms with all of the funding going towards conservation efforts for rare plants, animals, and natural areas across the state. And with travel expected to pick up with warmer weather right around the corner, The Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles is again reminding residents to upgrade to a real ID. Because starting May 7th, regular driver's licenses or ID cards will not be accepted for domestic flights or entering federal buildings and military bases. To get a real ID, you need to bring proof of your name, date of birth, address, and social security number to your local DMV office. And if residents are unable to get a real ID before May 7th, they can still use a valid passport to board a domestic flight. Do you know how to properly merge? Merging is the February law of the month from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. So when you're merging onto a highway, the DOT says give yourself plenty of space, especially if merging near a large truck, bus, or commercial vehicle. And if you're merging for a lane closure, take turns with other drivers in a zipper fashion. And always yield when entering a roundabout and stay in the same lane until you're ready to signal your exit from the roundabout. Called a human computer for her mathematical capabilities, Creola Katherine Johnson was critical to the success of the first manned space flights in the United States. Here's Lisa Hale with more.
Johnson's work was made famous by the movie Hidden Figures, which took a Hollywood look at her work on the Project Mercury space flights, including those for Alan Shepard and John Glenn. She calculated trajectories, launch windows, and return paths.
Okay, so that puts your landing zone at 5.0667 degrees north, 77.3333 degrees west, which is here. Right here.
At a time when America was rife with racial tension and many areas of the South were segregated, Johnson's work at NASA was crucial to the historical moon missions. She went on to shape America's space shuttle program as well. She spent her later years encouraging students to enter science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM fields. In 2015, President Barack Obama awarded her the Presidential Medal of Freedom. She was given the Congressional Gold Medal in 2019. When she died on February 24, 2020, NASA's Administrator Jim Bridenstine called her an American hero. In 2021, she was posthumously inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame. For furthering space exploration, encouraging and inspiring students, and serving as a pioneering example of African-American women in STEM fields, Katherine Johnson is not a hidden figure, but a historical figure for Black History Month.
You're listening to WXCO News. I'm Brittany Merlot.
The Bucks beat the Clippers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks rallied in the fourth quarter, went on to beat the LA Clippers 116-110. After the game, players like Damian Lillard reacting to the news that Bobby Portis has been suspended 25 games for violating the league's anti-drug policy.
Obviously, it's a hit to our team. We're all professionals, and we know that we got to hold it down for him, make sure that we stay on track for when he does come back. You know, I think it'll make us a better team because we'll have to find a way without him.
The Bucks face the Wizards in Washington tonight. College basketball, number 16th ranked Marquette on the road against Villanova. Head coach Shaka Smart on how guard Stevie Mitchell has improved in his time with the Golden Eagles.
He was defending. He was flying around. He was bringing an incredible spirit and energy. That was his freshman year when he really didn't know what he was doing yet. Now he's a senior. He's more seasoned. He's way more confident, more secure, and we're absolutely going to need him to be at his best down the stretch.
That's Marquette coach Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Cynthia Erivo is on a roll. She's nominated for Best Actress for the film Wicked, which is also nominated for Best Picture. Erivo got her start on Broadway and has now come full circle as it's just been announced she will host the 2025 Tony Awards. The Tonys celebrate the best of Broadway and will be held at Radio City Music Hall June 8th and air on CBS and Paramount+. Speaking of people on a roll, let's add Jeremy Allen White to that list. Star of the award-winning show The Bear, White is also playing Bruce Springsteen in a new biopic about the rock icon. Let's add a new Netflix series to that as well called Enigma Variations. Yahoo Entertainment reports the two-time Emmy-winning actor will also executive produce the limited series. White will play Paul, the main character who becomes romantically involved with men and women. I assume there's more to the story, but that was the most attention-getting headline. There is no official release date yet, but the show will drop eventually on Netflix. Here's one of Pete's picks for the entire family. Check out the film Flow, an animated movie about a cat trying to survive a flood. Our lead feline needs to get over a solitary existence and work with other animals in similar predicaments as they all take shelter on a boat. There are no words or dialogue, but the action is continuous and the animation is almost hypnotic. Flow is a sweet, engaging film with a very nice ending, showing animals coming together to help each other. The legendary Paul Simon is capitalizing on his SNL 50th anniversary show opening number with Sabrina Carpenter. Simon has announced a new tour. It's been 7 years since the 83-year-old has packed up his guitar and hit the road. Simon will start in New Orleans in early April, and at this point has 2 dates scheduled for Milwaukee at the Riverside Theater. 83-year-old touring Paul Simon might not go late into the evening, but it's still better than non-touring Paul Simon. Beverly Hills cops were called into action recently when actress Nicole Kidman and her country music star husband Keith Urban had their Beverly Hills place broken into. Hopefully they have renter's insurance. The Beverly Hills Police Department says the break-in was most likely part of a rash of burglaries from a South American gang that has been hitting Southern California. The gang was recently nabbed by the BHPD, probably led by Axel Foley. It's hard to anticipate how the Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, Justin Baldoni drama will unfold when all is said and done. They are exchanging lawsuits over incidents stemming from the set of It Ends With Us. Feeling smug and confident, Ryan Reynolds made a joke about the situation on Saturday Night Live's 50th anniversary, but it appears to have backfired. Apparently, the cute power couple were given the snub at the after parties by many attendees for making light of a sensitive situation. I'm not sure who did what to whom, but Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, kind of annoying. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Happy Friday to you. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice wrap-up to the work week. Sunny skies today with a high near 23. Tonight, no problems. Partly cloudy with a low near 7 above. A little warmer on Saturday. Partly sunny and a high of 27. All the way up to 37 on Sunday. Right now, 0 degrees.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.